الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن الفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. فقال جل وعلا: قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون الشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. عن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: ارتحلت الدنيا مدبرة وارتحلت الآخرة مقبلة ولكل واحد منهما بنون، فكونوا من أبناء الآخرة ولا تكونوا من أبناء الدنيا، فإن اليوم عمل ولا حساب وغدا حساب. Respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Imam Hakim has recorded a hadith on the authority of Hani Mawlay Uthman that he says, كان عثمان إذا وقف على قبر بكى حتى تبل لحيته. When Sayyidina Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه would come to a grave, Sayyidina Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه would begin to cry, and he would cry so bitterly that the tears would roll down the cheeks of Sayyidina Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه and onto his blessed beard. He would cry so much that his whole beard would become wet. It was said to him, فَيُقَالُ لَا تَذْكُرُ الْجَنَّةَ وَالنَّارِ فَلَا تَبْكِي وَتَبْكِي مِنْ هَذَا. O Uthman, you make a mention of Jannah, the pleasures of Jannah, the blessings of Jannah, the punishment of hell is mentioned before you, the fire of hell is mentioned before you, the tortures of hell is mentioned before you, O Uthman. When these things are mentioned before you, you do not cry, and you cry because of this. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْقَبَرَ أَوَّلُ مَنَازِلِ الْآخِرَةِ فَإِنَّ جَاءَ مِنْ فَمَا بَعْدَهُ أَيْسَرُ مِنْ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَنْجُ مِنْ فَمَا بَعْدُهُ أَشَدُّ مِنْ. That our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَإِنَّ الْقَبَرَ, that the grave, أَوَّلُ مَنَازِلِ الْآخِرَةِ, is the first stages, are the stages of the آخِرَةِ, of the hereafter. فَإِنَّ جَاءَ مِنْ, if man is successful in this stage, he passes this stage, فَمَا بَعْدَهُ أَيْسَرَ مِنْ. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, all the stages that are going to come after this will be easy for him. All the stages that are to come after the grave, if he passes and succeeds in this stage, there will be a lot more easier. However, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَنْجُ مِنْ, if he does not pass this stage, if he is not able to answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir, مَنْ رَبُّكْ مَا دِينُكْ مَنْ هَذَا رَجُلْ, if he does not pass this stage, then every stage that is to come after this will be a lot more severe and will be a lot more hard. He relates that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, مَا رَأَيْتُ مَنْظَرًا إلا والقبر أفضأ منه. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said that I have never seen a place more frightening. Last week we looked at the journey of the good soul, one who fulfills the purpose of his creation. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah said this, He acted upon it, and He fulfilled the purpose of His creation. He lived a life trying His utmost best to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By chance, if he committed sin, he turned to Allah because he knew Allah is the most merciful and the most kind. How Allah honors this person at the time of death, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors him after death. Let us this week look at one who does not fulfill the purpose of his creation. One who lives a life satisfying his evil desires, living a life of sin and disobedience. One who thinks that this world, this dunya, is his final abode, he will never return to Allah. How Allah will treat him, what he will receive at the time of death and thereafter. Maybe by learning this, this will help you and help me to decide what you and I should be doing on dunya, how we should be spending our days, and how we should be living our lives. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Muslims, tamutun, you will die like you live. وَتُحْشَرُونَ كَمَا تَمُوتُونَ. And you will be resurrected like you live. Just as it is hoped that one who spends his days doing good, propagating good, one who spends his days trying his utmost best, it is hoped that Allah will give him a good death and Allah will honor him at the time of death. Likewise, one who spends his days committing evil, one who spends his days trying to satisfy his evil desires and roaming around with the boys, there is no akhirah. It is feared that Allah will disgrace him at the time of his death. نسأل الله السلامة والستر في الدنيا والآخرة. Allah, keep our sins covered in this world and the akhirah. The hadith recorded by Ibn Abi Dunya, the narrator Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that once Sayyidina Umar Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on a journey by himself. Nightfall, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu decides to stay with an old woman in her house. Near the house is a grave. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, فَصَمِئْتُ مِنَ الْقَبْرِ صَوْتٍ يَقُولُ بَوْلٌ وَمَا بَوْلٌ شَنٌ وَمَا شَنٌ. He says, it's like as if I heard a voice coming out of this grave. A strange voice saying strange things. The voice is saying, Bowl wa ma bowl. Urine and which urine? Shun wa ma shun. A water bag of leather and which water bag of leather? When this strange voice entered my ears, I asked the old woman, فَقُلْتُ لِلْعَجُوزِ مَا هَذَا. O old woman, what is this that I've just heard? Who is this person inside this grave? And why does he say these words, بَوْلْ وَمَا بَوْلْ شَنْ وَمَا شَنْ. What's the significance? What do they signify? The old woman explained, O Umar, هَذَا كَانَ زَوْجًا لِي. That this man that you've just heard in the grave, he was my husband. وَكَانَ إِذَا بَالَ لَمْ يَقَلْ بَوْلْ. And when he urinated, he would not take any precautions. The drops of urine would fall on his clothes and would fall on his legs. And I would explain to him, and I would tell my husband that what you are doing is wrong. Take precautions. Take time. Clean yourself properly.
so these drops do not fall on your clothes and on your legs. But he would not listen. He would not refrain from this evil. I explained and I told him, كَإِنَّ الْجَمَلْ إِذَا بَالَ تَفَاحِجْ فَكَانَ يَعْبَى, that you are even worse than animals. Even a camel, when it urinates, it spreads its legs out so that the urine doesn't fall on its legs. But in spite of this, my husband will refuse. When he died saying the words, بَوْلٌ وَمَا بَوْلٌ, urine and with urine. And he's been punished in this grave at this moment in time because of negligence with regards to the drops of urine. Sayyidina Umar Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, وَمَا الشَّمْسُ, tell me the story behind the shams, behind the water bag of leather. She explained, جَاءَهُ رَجُلٌ أَفْشَانٌ, the one, a very needy man came to him, a very thirsty man. He was dying of thirst, and he asked for some water. My husband said, دُونَكَ الشَّمْسُ, go to that water bag of leather, it is full of water. Now he knew there was not a single drop of water inside this water bag, and he was playing around with him. Many a time we do exactly the same with our friends. When this needy man went to this water bag of leather and found there is not a single drop of water, فَخَرَّ الرَّجُلُ مَيِّتًا, he died of thirst. His wife says that from that day my husband has been saying, شَنْ وَمَا شَنْ, water bag of leather and wish water bag of leather. When Sayyidina Umar Faruq radiallahu ta'ala came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and related the whole incident to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, فَنَهَا أَنْ يُسَافِرُ الرَّجُلُ وَحْدًا, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam prohibited the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'een from traveling alone. Rabi ibn Shabura, وَكَانَ عَابِدًا بِالْبَصْرَةِ, a very pious man of Basra relates, أَدْرَكْتُ النَّاسِ بِالشَّامِ وَقِيلَ لَرَجُلٍ يَا فُلَانِ قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, he says, I went to Sham, I met some people in Sham who was saying to a person who was on the point of death, O Fulan, what is the kalima? Say La ilaha illallah. They kept on telling him to recite the kalima, and what are the words on his lips? Ishrab wasqini, drink wine and give me wine to drink. He's on the point of death, he should be reciting the kalima, Man qala La ilaha illallah dakhala al jannah. Whoever recites the kalima, inshallah, he will go to Jannah. And what is he saying? Drink wine and give me wine. And why is he saying this? Because this is how he spent his life. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, you will die like you live. If this is how you're going to live a life of disobedience, a life of sin, then you will die in the same way. He probably lived a life exactly the same way, drinking wine day in, day out, and he's dying saying these words. It is further related that it was said to a man in Ahwaz, he said the kalima la ilaha illallah. He died saying these words, فَجَعْلَ يَقُولْ دَحْ يَا زَدَحْ دَوَى زَدَحْ, 10, 11, 12. He's counting money. And this is how he's dying. These are his last words. We spend our days after dunya. Many of us have become materialistic. We work days, we work nights. 7 days, 7 nights. And we have no time whatsoever for Allah. Is this how we want to go, counting money, 10, 11, 12? Likewise, it was said to a man, a carpenter, say La ilaha illallah. And he died saying, Thalathatun wa nif, arba'atun wa nif, 3 by 2, 4 by 2. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. The great scholar, Imam Jalaluddin Sayyuti, in his work, Sharh al-Sudur fi Ahwal al-Mawta wal-Kubur, writes that the ulama have written bad endings have four reasons, and the Muslims are committing all four today. Some individuals by themselves are committing all four. The first, التهاون بالصلاة, شرب الخمر, عقوق الوالدين, إيذاء المسلمين. The first, التهاون بالصلاة. Laziness in salah. My brothers, never mind laziness in salah. I ask, who offers his five daily prayers? Out of all the Muslims that we have in England, I ask, who offers his five daily prayers, day in, day out, with Jama'ah, every day? Around under 2 million Muslims in England, you will find a percentage which is shameful. 2 million, and you will find a handful who are fulfilling the biggest obligation in Islam. And how many masajid do we have? Subhanallah, we begin to boast, there are 1,000 masajids in England. And what's the situation of the masajid? When will you find the masjid full? On a Jumu'ah and on Eid. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the mosque is empty. In Fajr Salah, how much will you find in every mosque? With the Imam, 5, 6. In some masjids, there is no Fajr Salah because nobody turns up for Fajr. And today we have thousands of masjids. In every community, there's rivalry. Our mosque has to be better than the one down the street. If they spent 10,000 on their chandelier, we must spend 50,000. The masjid has become today a place of politics and a place of power. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The masjid is the house of Allah. The masjid is the house of Allah. They're raping our sisters in Kashmir. And you can name what the kuffar are doing to the Muslims. And the Muslims in England, we are bothered about power in the house of Allah. Our youth are going astray. And there is no facility whatsoever provided in the masajid for the youth. And if Allah gives tawfiq to some Muslim to provide a facility, the committees will come down on them. Because he's not after providing facilities, he's after power. How are these people going to answer on the Day of Judgment? وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنْعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ. These people are preventing people to come inside the masjid and remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How are they going to answer for this on the Day of Judgment? Allah knows best. This is the first cause for a bad ending. The second, shurbul khamr, consuming wine. Muslims are now selling wine. Muslims are now taking wine, selling drugs, and taking drugs. At one time when we were children, you would find one or two who drank wine. And even those, they would make sure that nobody saw them entering the pub. And today, it's a common thing. The youth rampant. There's nothing wrong with going to raves, discoing, taking alcohol. It is not regarded as a sin anymore. وَعُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. And the third, disobeying the parents. 1 in 1,000 out of the Muslim youth may be safe from this sin. Today, swearing to parents, reviling them, disrespect, to the extent some Muslims have gone to the extent of beating them. Listen very carefully. After the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody has more rights than your parents. And the consequence of disobeying and disrespecting parents is unbearable. The great Hafiz, Hafiz al-Munziri, in his great work Targheem wa Tarheem, relates, has recorded a hadith on the authority of Awan ibn Hawshab. Awan ibn Hawshab says that I once went to a tribe which had a tomb. After the Asr, tomb, a grave, this grave opened. A man came out of this grave, his head was the head of a donkey. He had the head of a donkey. He came out outside of his grave, he made a noise like a donkey three times. He hooed three times. After he hooing three times, he went back inside the grave and the grave closed. Awan ibn Hawshab says, this scared me. Who is this man and why is he being punished in this way? I asked the locals, and the locals informed me that he was a drunkard. He would drink too much, he would fall unconscious. And then when he would come round, now listen very carefully to this, because this is exactly what the Muslim youth are doing today. We commit sin. Mother doesn't give freedom, father doesn't give freedom, not mother, the old woman doesn't give freedom, and the old man doesn't give freedom. And father wants us to do good. And when we commit sin, when we do wrong, father gives us nasiha. He tells us what is good, and he tells us what is wrong. Now when his mother would tell him, "Oh son, fear Allah, it is haram to drink wine," he would turn around and say to his mother, "You speak like a donkey." Right? We might not go to the extent of saying this, but we say, "Mom, stop nagging. I've heard it all before." Exactly the same type of reply. Listen very carefully. He died that very day after Asr. Awan ibn Hawshab says it's because the people said, because of this, every day his grave opens and he hoes like a donkey three times and then his grave closes. The fourth reason, وَإِذَاءُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, giving trouble to the believers. This is no longer regarded as sin. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهُ السَّلَامَ وَالسَّتْرَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. So when one who has lived a life of sin, when he's in his last throes, he's on the verge of leaving this world and going to the Akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angel of death, انطلق إلى عدوه فأتني به فإني قد بسطت له في رزقه وسربلته بنعمتي فأبى إلى معصيتي. Go and bring my enemy. Bring him to me. I gave him his provisions in abundance. I gave him all his ni'mah. I gave him this. I gave him that. I bestowed upon him my blessings, and yet he refused to believe. He refused to believe in me. He refused to bow down. He had time to commit sin, time for the boys, time to rave, time to cruise. He had no time for me. And yet I did all this for him. Bring him to me today. لِأَنْتَقِمْ مِنْهُ الْيَوْمْ. I, the Almighty, will take my revenge today, and I will make him pay the price of sin. The hadith states, the hadith of Tamim al-Dari, فَيَنْفَلِكُ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكَ الْمَوْتِ فِي أَقْرَهِ سُورَةٍ رَهَا أَحَدٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ قَطُّ. That the angel of death goes to this dying man in the most awful of forms which anybody has ever seen. لَهُ إِثْنَةَ أَشْرَةَ عَيْنَ. It has 12 eyes. مَعَهُ سَفُودٌ مِّنْ نَارٍ كَثِيرُ الشَّوْءٍ. It brings with it, the angel of death brings with him, a forked iron rod made out of fire. وَمَعَهُ خَمْسُ مِئَ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. 500 angels black of face. And these angels do not bring the sweet smelling bouquet of flowers as they did with the believer. مَعَهُ النُّحَاسٌ وَجَمَرٌ مِنْ جَمَرِ جَهَنَّمْ وَمَعَهُمْ سِيَاتٌ مِنْ نَارٍ. They bring with them copper, embers of the fire of hell, and they bring whips made out of fire. This is how the angel of death and his army come to this dying person. One Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, The hadith reported by Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, asked the angel of death, show me the form that you assume at the time of taking out the good soul and at the time of taking out the bad soul. He first asked, أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تَقْبِضُ رُوحَ الْمُؤْمِنِ, show me the form that you assume at the time of taking out a good soul. The angel of death told Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, اصرف وجهك عنه, turn your face away. The angel of death changed its form. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam looked at the angel of death, he saw a very handsome young man, beautiful of face, his face of nur, white clothes, and with a beautiful smell. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said to the angel of death, كَلَوْ لَمْ يَلْقَ الْمُؤْمِنِ مِنَ السُّرُورِ شَيْئًا سِوَى وَجْهِكْ لَكَفَى, that if a believer is deprived of every blessings, every ni'mah, every pleasure at the time of his death, just you coming in this beautiful and very handsome form is an adequate compensation. Then Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam said, أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تَقْبِضُ رُوحَ الْكَافِرِ, show me how the form that you come when you take the soul of a kafir, of a non-believer. The angel of death said, O Ibrahim, لا تطيق ذلك, you will not be able to bear to see me in this form. أرني, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam insisted. The angel of death said, yet again, اصرف وجهك عني, turn your face away for a short while. And the angel of death changed its form. What does Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam see? He sees a man black of face, رجلاه في الأرض ورأسه في السماء, his feet are on dunya and his head is in the heaven, with the most awful of smells coming from him, fire leaping from his nose and coming out of his mouth, his body hair are like men, his body covered with hair, and his hair are like men, each with fire coming out of his ears and come out of his nose and his mouth. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam saw the angel of death in this form, he could not bear it, and Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam fainted. When he came round, the angel of death had changed its form, and he said to the angel of death, لو لم يلقى الكافر سوى نظرة إلى شخصك لكفى, that if there is no punishment for a kafir at the time of his death, O angel of death, just your coming in this form is sufficient to cause his death. The great man Imam al-Qurtubi in his work التذكرة في أحوال الموت والآخرة writes, كأن ملك الموت تفزع منه الملائكة أشد من فزع أحدكم من السبع, that I have been informed that all the angels fear the angel of death more than one of you fears a lion, fears a beast. The angel of death comes to him in this form, fire coming out of his nose, fire coming out of his mouth, black of face, with a forked iron rod in his hand made out of fire, accompanied by 500 angels, black of face, with embers of fire, copper, and whips of fire. And when they come to this dying person, they do not greet him, As-salamu alayka ya wali Allah, as was the case with the believer. The angel of death strikes him with his forked iron rod. He gives him such a beating that it pierces his body, and the forks enter every vein and every joint. ثُمَّ يَلْوِيهِ لَيِّنْ شَرِيدًا, and then the angel of death begins to twist it and turn it whilst it's inside his body. Just imagine a prickly thorn inside your body from your head to your feet, and the thorns inside your veins and inside your joints. In every vein, every joint, there are thorns, and then somebody comes and begins to turn and twist it inside your body. How much pain will one feel at that time? It is indescribable. The angel of death will turn this forked iron rod inside his body so he feels pain. And then he will begin to take out his soul, beginning from his toes, and he will stop it at his feet. فَيَذْكُرْ عَدُوُ اللَّهِ إِنْدَ ذَلِكَ سَكَرَ, and the body will swell and the angels that have come with him. وَتَضْرِبُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَجْهَهُ وَدُبَرَهُ بِتِلْكَ السِّيَابِ. The angels that have come with him will begin to beat him with the whips of fire that they have brought with them. Then the angel of death will begin to take out the soul from the ankle and stop at his knees. The body will swoon. وَتَضْرِبُ الْمَلَائِكَ وَجْهَهُ وَدُبَرَهُ بِتِلْكَ السِّيَابِ. And the angels will beat him. And then he will take it out from his knees to his waist. The body will swoon and the angels will beat him. Then from his waist to his chest, the body will swoon and the angels will beat him. And he will keep on stopping it at every joint so that the body feels no pain. Then they will place the embers of fire on the copper under his neck. And the angel of death will say, أخرجي أيتها النفس اللعينة الملعونة إلى صموم وحميم وظل من يحموم لا بارد ولا كريم. O cursed soul, come out to the fire of hell. Come out to a place where there is scorching wind, scalding water, and shadow of black smoke, which is no cool, no refreshing. When his soul has been taken out, the soul will begin to curse the body, and the body will begin to curse the soul. جزاك الله عني شرا لقد كنت صريعا إلى معصية الله وبطيئا بطاعة الله. That Allah give you a bad reward, Allah severely punish you. You were quick in disobeying the commands of Allah and you scorn to obey. Not only have you put yourself to destruction and destroyed yourself, you have also destroyed me. The soul will curse the body and the body will curse the soul. Then all those places where this person committed sin on dunya, these places will begin to curse him. That good riddance Allah has taken him. And the army of Iblis will be celebrating. وَتَنْفَلِكُ جُنُودُ إِبْلِيسِ إِلَيْهِ يُبَشِّرُونَهُ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَدْ أَوْرَضُوا عَبْدًا مِّنْ بَنِي آدَمَ النَّارِ. The followers of Iblis, the devil will come to him and they will give him glad tidings that we have caused a person from the student of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam to enter hellfire. In the hadith of Bura ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala an, it is mentioned that once the angel of death has taken out his soul, لَمْ يَدْؤُوهَ فِي يَدِهِ طَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ. The angels that have come with him, they don't even leave this soul in his hand for a second. They take this soul off him and they put it in the material that they have brought from hell. وَيَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا كَأَنْتَنِي رِيحِ جِيفَةٍ وُجِدَتْ عَلَى وَشِ الْأَرْضِ. Then such a bad smell comes out of him that is worse than the worst smell coming out of the worst dead corpse that is found on dunya. The smell that is coming out of this corpse, this smell is worse than this. And then the angels take this soul to the heavens. Every time they pass by a group of angels, the group of angels ask, مَا هَذَا رُوحُ الْخَبِيثِ. Tell us, who is this impure soul? The angels reply, فلان ابن فلان بأقبه أسماء التي كان يسمى بها في الدنيا. That is فلان ابن فلان, this is the soul of so and so. And they address him with the worst of all names that he was called within dunya. When they reach the heaven, they ask for permission for the doors of heaven to be open. Permission is not given. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam thereupon recited the verse of the Quran, لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء ولا يدخلون الجنة حتى يلج الجمل في سم الخياط. That the doors of heaven will never be open for this soul, and they will never enter Jannah till a camel will enter the eye of a needle. Will a camel ever enter the eye of a needle? Never. These people will never enter Jannah till a camel enters the eye of the needle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, اكتبوا كتابه في السجيين. Write his scroll in the lowest heaven, in the lowest hell. And then his soul is hurled down. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam thereupon recited the verse of the Quran, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَكَأَنَّمَا خَرَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتَخْطَفُهُ الطَّيْرِ أَوْ تَهْوِي بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي مَكَانٍ صَحِيحٍ. Now whoever makes partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is like as if he has fallen from the heaven, the birds pick him up, or the wind carries him to a distant place. His soul will be returned to his body in the grave. Now it is the turn of the grave. The grave will say to him, لا مرحبا ولا أهلا كنت لأبغض من يمشي على ظهري إلي. Your coming is evil, I am displeased to meet you. Out of all the people that passed me, you were the one I hated most. You have no time for Allah. You have time to commit sin. You have time for dunya. You have time for your children. You have time for your wife. You have time for the television. You have time to rave. And you have no time for Allah. Now that you have come to me, you will see how I will treat you. The hadith says, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَيَلْزَعِمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى تَخْتَلِفْ أَضْلَعُ. The grave will become so narrow that the ribs of one side will enter the ribs of the other side. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated this for the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een by placing the fingers of one hand into the fingers of the other and then pressing. If this is what the grave will do to him once inside the grave. It has just begun. Now the angels of the grave will come to him. In the long hadith regarding the ascension of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the heavens, reported by Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, in this hadith, it is reported that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salam, Ya Jibra'il, sif huma li. Oh Jibra'il, these angels that are going to come inside the grave, describe these angels to me. Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salam replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will not describe their size because that is too far. However, I will mention كأبصارهما أبصارهما كالبرك الخافت, that their eyes glitter like a flash of lightning. وأصواتهما كالرعد القاصف, and their voice is like thunder. وأنيابهما كالصياصي, and their canine teeth are like the bull's horns. يطعان في أشعارهما, their hair are so long that it touches their feet. بين منكبي كل واحد منهما مسيرة كذا وكذا. Allah, their shoulders are so big that the distance from one shoulder to another, it will take many days to cover this distance. كنزعت منهما الرحمة والرأفة إلا بالمؤمنين. When it comes to one who spends his life in sin, there is no such thing as mercy and pity, because Allah has taken this attribute out of them so that they do not feel sorry for this person. يُقَالُ لَهُمَا مُنْكَرْ وَنَكِيرٌ, and these angels are called مُنْكَرْ وَنَكِيرٌ. مَعَ كُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهُمَا عَمُودٌ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ لَوْ إِجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مَحَرَّكُوا. Each of the angels is carrying a hammer made out of steel. And everybody who is on dunya, all the males or the females, all the male jinns or the female jinns, if they were to get together and try to pick up this hammer, try to budge it an inch, مَا حَرَّكُوا نَبِي عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ said that they will not be able to budge it not even an inch. And they will come to him in his grave with this hammer and they will make him sick. فَيَنْطَهِرَانِهِ إِنْتَهَارًا يتقعقع منه عظامه وتظول أعضاؤه من مفاصله فيخر مخشيا عليه. They will report him in such a manner that his body will begin to shake, his bones will begin to crackle, and his limbs will move from their joints, and he will faint. And then they will make him sit again, and they will say, إنك في البرزخ فاعقل حالك واعرف مكانك. You are now in barzakh, the life after death and before the day of judgment. Understand your position, recognize where you are. And yet again they will reproach him, and he will shake, his bones will crackle, and his limbs will move from their places. Ya hada zahabat anka dunya wa fadayta ila ma'adik, you have left the world and now you have come to your temporary station. Answer our question. Falas man rabbuk, who is Allah? Who is your Lord? He had no time for Allah in dunya. He didn't know who Allah was because he had other things in mind. This world to him was his final abode. There was no such thing, according to him, needing Allah. He will not be able to answer. مَا دِينُ He will reply, هَا لَا أَذِي I do not know. Second question, مَا دِينُ Tell us, what was your deen? What was your religion? Yet again, لَا أَذِي I do not know. He had no time for Islam. He didn't know what Islam was, what Islam taught. He will not be able to answer. The last, مَنْ حَازَ رَجُلْ أَلَّذِي بُعِثَ فِيكُمْ Tell us, who was this man that was sent amongst you? Yet again the same reply, هَا لَا أَذْرِي I do not know. Why? Because his role models were footballers. His role models were singers. He didn't adorn and beautify his life with the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was following the devils and his ways and his army. He will not be able to answer these questions, and the angels will say, is that the case? فَيَضْرِبَانِهِ ضَرْبَةً يَتَطَايُ الشَّرُّ فِي قَبَرِهِ They will give him such a beating with a hammer that the spark will spread in his grave. And they will say to him, انظر فوقك, look above you. And when we see, فَإِذَنْ بَابٌ مَفْتُوحٌ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ A door open towards the heaven. أَدُوَ اللَّهُ لَوْ كُنْتَ أَطَاءُ وَاللَّهَ كَانَ هَذَا مَنْزِلُهُ Or enemy of Allah, if you worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this would have been your abode. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ لَفَصِلْ إِلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ إِنْدَ ذَلِكَ حَسْرَةٌ لَا تَرْصَدُ أَبَدًا I swear by the one in whose hands my life is in. At that time, he will feel so grieved, such regret, that which he has never felt before. Then a door will open towards hell. And they will say to him, عدو الله هذا منزلك لما عصيت الله وإنني of Allah, this is your abode because you were the disobedient one. The hadith states 77 doors will open towards hell, and the hot air and the smell of hell will enter his grave, and they will keep on entering his grave, and he will keep on receiving his punishment till the day of judgment. In the hadith of Bara' ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala it is mentioned that after when the angels have finished asking these questions, فَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ A caller will call from the heavens, كَأَنْ كَذَبَ عَبْدِي My servant has spoke a lie. فَفْرِشُوهُ لَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ وَالْبِسُوهُ مِنَ النَّارِ وَفْتَهُ لَهُ بَابٌ إِلَى النَّارِ Give him a bedding of fire. Give him the clothes of Jahannam. And open the doors of hell. And the smell and the heat of hell will come inside his grave. Then a man, قَبِيهُ الْوَجْ قَبِيهُ السِّيَا مُنْزِنَ الرَّيْءِ Ugly a face, dirty clothes, and an ugly smell will come to him in his grave, and he will say to him, أَبْشِرْ بِالَّذِي يَسُوءُكَ I bring you good news of what? Of the thing that will now trouble you. هَذَا يَوْمُكَ الَّذِي كُنْتَ تُعَدْ This is the day that Allah warned you of. You didn't believe. You didn't believe that you were going to come one day to the grave. You didn't believe in Allah, and you didn't believe that you were going to stand in front of the Almighty. This is the day Allah warned you of. When he sees this guy, he will ask him, Man anta? Who are you? Your faith brings, your evil faith brings evil news. He will say, Ana amula fil khabith. That I am your bad deed. When he realizes, he will say, Wallah, Rabbi la tuqni sa'a, Wallah, do not bring the hour. In the hadith of Amr, it is reported that a blind and deaf tormentor is posted in his grave to torture him till the day of judgment. Deaf so that he doesn't hear him scream and shout and cry. And blind so that he doesn't see him suffering. So that he doesn't pity this dead man, this person in the grave. And he carries a hammer with him so heavy that if it struck on a mountain, it will turn to dust. And he will beat him with this. And it will produce such a sound that all the creatures besides the thakalain, mankind and jinn, all the creatures besides these will be able to hear it. Then his soul will be returned to his body another time, and this blind and deaf tormentor will continue. In the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala an, Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam said, يُصَلَّتُ عَلَى الْكَافِرِ فِي قَبْرِهِ تِسْعَةٌ وَتِسْعُونَ تَنِينَ تَنْهَشُهُ وَتَلْدَهُ حَتَّى تَقُومُ الصَّحْ. The 99 serpents will be put inside his grave, and these serpents will keep on biting him, and they are so poisonous that if just one was to sting the earth, مَا أَنْبَتَتْ خَذِرًا, no grass will grow on the entire earth. If we look at all the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will find that different people will receive different punishments depending on the sins they committed. The hadith narrated by Samurah ibn Jundub radiallahu ta'ala an, akhrajahu Imam al-Bukhari, he says that it was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam after the morning prayer would ask the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an majma'een, kahal ra ahadun minkum ru'ya? Has anybody seen a dream? If the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an majma'een had seen a dream, they would relate it to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Just like this, one day Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an majma'een the very same question. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an majma'een replied, ya Rasulullah, we have not seen a good dream. Thereupon Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam related his own dream to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an majma'een, that two men came to me and took me to Baytul Maqdis. On the way I saw two men. One was lying down and one had big stones in his hand. He would throw the stone on this person's head. He would push his head. The stone would rebound and lie at a distance. He would go then fetch the stone. Meanwhile, this crushed head had healed. He would fetch the stone, and yet again, he would do the same. I asked my companion, who are these people? My companions informed me that there are many other things to be seen. Let us resume the journey. And they continued. They continued, there came upon another two men. One was ripping the mouth of the other. He would rip one side of the mouth. After ripping one side of the mouth, he would begin ripping the other. Meanwhile, this side had become better. He would rip the other side, and after finishing ripping the other side, he would begin again. Yet again Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked his companions regarding these two people, and yet again his companion said, there are many things to be seen. They continued the journey till they came to a big tanur, an oven. There were screams and shouting and crying Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could hear coming from the oven. He looked inside and he found naked men and women being burnt by the fire. Yet again the same question Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam posed, and the angels gave the same answer. They continued the journey till they came upon another two men. One was inside the stream, swimming, while the other was standing with stones in his hand. The swimmer would swim, and he would come to the bank, and he would try to come outside. And this person with the stones would throw him inside his mouth, and prevent him from coming outside. They continued the journey, till Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to a man, a very tall man, with children around him which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had never seen before. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked his companions to reveal the secrets of the journey. They informed him that the first person that they had seen who was being cursed by stone was one who had received the education of the Quran. Just like you and I, as children, we all go to the maktab and we are taught the Quran. But this person never recited the Quran and never acted upon the Quran, as is the case today. When do we open the Quran? When was the last that we ever read the Quran? The Quran is recited once a year, and that is in the month of Ramadan. This person was being punished because of this. The second, whose mouth was being ripped, فَكَذَّابٌ يُحَدِّثُ بِالْكِذْ, one who had a habit of lying. The men and women that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw in the tanur, in the oven, were those who committed zina. Today, the Muslim youth are committing some form of zina. Zina of the eyes, zina of the ears, zina of the tongue. Associating with women in university is no longer considered something that is not permissible in Islam. The person that was in the river and was being, stones were being put inside his mouth, was he who took an earth interest. Another thing that the Muslims are doing today. At one time, we took interest. Now the Muslims have set their own little organizations where they're giving interest. The Torah Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, so was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the children around him were those that died on fitrah, on nature. Now according this hadith is the most authentic hadith recorded by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. And the ulama say that these punishments that Nabi alayhi salatu was salam saw were the punishments of the great. And we learn from this hadith that different people will receive different punishments in the grave depending on the sins that they committed. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals these punishments which are taking place in the grave to His servant. Many a time to the pious, many a time in the dreams, and sometimes in reality. And Allah does this so that we wake up. We learn from this. He does it to remind. Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Ahmad al-Qasri relates that once one of the governors of Constantinople, modern day Istanbul, died. A grave was dug for him. فَلَمَّا أَرَادُوا أَنْ يُدْخِلَ الْمَيِّتَ الْقَبَرِ إِذَنْ بِحَيَّةٍ فَوْدَى دَاخِلَ الْقَبَرِ. When they were on the verge of putting the dead body inside the grave, there was a black snake waiting inside the grave. فَحَفَرَ لَهُ قَبْرًا آخَرَ. He says that they dug another grave. Yet again, the same black snake is waiting inside the grave. A third grave was dug, and the same black snake is waiting inside the grave. The narrator says, they kept يحفرون له نحو من ثلاثين قبر إذا بتلك الحية تتعرض لهم في القبر. That they kept on giving one grave after another, one grave after another. They say that they dug 30 graves, and every time in the grave they would find the same snake is waiting for him. Tired, they asked the ulama to what should be done. They were told to bury him inside the grave with the snake. In the tariq of Al-Maqrizi, it is reported in the year 699 Hijri that a man buried his wife. He buried and returned. When he went home, he found that his handkerchief, which contained a sum of money, he left inside the grave. He took the scholar of the village with him to take out this sum of money from the grave. He dug up the grave. The scholar stood at the side of the grave. What does this guy see? He sees that his wife is being punished and her hair are tied to her feet. He enters the grave and begins to undo the hair, but he isn't able to do so. He tries and tries and tries till the grave takes him and his wife inside. In the narration it is mentioned that the scholar fainted and remained unconscious for one day and one night. The Sultan of the time sent a letter to the great scholar Taqiyuddin ibn Daqiq al-Ida at the time, asking him to his wife this happened. He wrote back saying that this is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a reminder for the Muslim. It is time for salah. I finish by saying that we've had a look at two things. Last week we had a look at the journey of the good soul, and this week we had a look at the journey of the bad soul. I finish off by saying the choice is yours. Is it to be the journey that we saw last week, or the journey of the bad soul? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Let us wake up before we never wake up. Let us not live to regret. Allah give me the tawfiq to act upon what has been said. Allah give you the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.